Well, as Nancy was mentioning, wool plays a pretty important part in quilts. And heading up to or prior to the Quilt Expo, you can take a look at the wonders of wool and raising sheep, the annual Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival happens this coming weekend. It's Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th, and it's at County Fair Park in Jefferson, and we'll be talking about that and also just talking about raising sheep and wool itself with our guest today, Ray Antonevich of the AZ Farm in Oregon, Wisconsin. Farm is located on Schuster Road. They raise sheep and offer farm tours. I've been out there many times during lambing season, for example, and my wife and daughter and I have had a lot of fun out there. And so we'll visit with him today. And certainly, if you have questions as we move along, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Ray, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
So we've got the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival this weekend.
Right. This is the 7th annual Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, and it's an event that is growing more every year. We have some statistics on, there's a number of sheep, as an example, all the different classes, and the vendors. We've got vendors galore. This year we should have a total of about 180 that are vendors with offering many wool-related, sheep-related items. And so it's something that if you really want to see it and get into some of the depth as far as the activities and things going on there, it's going to take more than a day.
So you've got it from the sheep itself and raising sheep all the way to the wool
and to the final product.
To the final products that come out of the wool.
We have, as far as final products, we do have Make It With Wool contest, which is really a national event, and we will have the Wisconsin offering for that this Saturday. And it's where the people make clothing and so forth. And 2 years ago, the national champion did come from Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
And we had them out to the farm also. So we've got something for everybody, from the clothing aspect to the yarn for the knitting, the weaving, the spinning, and anything related to fiber is about it.
You're going to find it there. And of course, I'm sure there's it's an all-day event. What are the hours for that, by the way?
Well, a lot of things will be open at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and be going until 6 and 7 in the evening and 8. Also, it varies with the day. But it has been expanded more, and we've got offerings for those that are experienced in the wool area, those who are professionals as far as the sheep raising is concerned, to those we have a terrific offering for those who want to get into sheep, or the beginners, the Sheep Production 101, and that is on Friday. Then also something related to the sheep that we don't think of real often, and that is our working dogs. Mm. We do have an event here for the working dogs, and right now we have about 200 entries, which is way up from last year. We just had a successful event here in Wisconsin, and now many of those people are staying on and going to be at the Sheep and Wool Festival, so you'll be able to see the dogs strutting their stuff, so to speak, there, and doing their herding and so forth. And then there's also the part where you can come in and bring your dog and just kind of test their attitude as far as sheep or what they feel about this? Do you get some idea as to just what might be in store for you if you do want to pursue this further as far as herding with your dog?
I'm hoping Jim Packard's paying attention because his dog, Riley, might just turn out to be a great sheep herder. You never know.
Well, you never know.
Riley's a little small, but he's eager.
That is a good thing. If they have the desire, that can make a big difference.
So people actually can bring their dogs and...
Yes, they do have to enter in that. And so for the entering, as far as any of the competitions, if we check the website, that will really expand on the offerings. And you can enter into the different classes, the competition, and also the dog trials, which form a competition. But all of these are explained further on the website.
And the website, of course, is www.WisconsinSheepAndWoolFestival.com. So
right.
All one word there, WisconsinSheepAndWoolFestival.com. And you can find out how to get signed up. Or you sign up online? Or
yes, you can. And it'll explain just what is required there. And it would be a good idea to go through the catalog to see just what is available, because you just may get enrolled in something and find something else that is more desirable. And I can see it being a real challenge to decide what kind of fiber class I'm going to be taking or what classes are available for your dog. And then as far as sheep are concerned, we're going to be having about 500 sheep there from different breeds. There should be about 25 different breeds represented, and there will be the showing and sales as far as the purebred sheep industry is concerned.
Ray Antonovich, our guest, and of course Ray with AZ Farms has been involved in raising sheep. Well, first, his a lot of his training was in that area, but he's also been raising sheep for how many years now?
Well, a little over 40 years we've been involved.
So the guy knows a lot about raising sheep, and he knows a lot about wool and fleece, I should say, as well. So if you have a question for him, I hope you'll join in. And we can cover pretty much the whole area here at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Is Wisconsin well-suited? Is well-suited, I think, as a state for raising sheep.
It is well-suited, and we did have a lot more sheep at one time, and we're kind of down a little bit as far as numbers are concerned now. But the industry is coming back, and we've got a lot of people interested in the fiber aspect as far as the wool. And also, we're personally finding more interest as far as the meat, the lamb, is concerned. And so the future looks very good as far as the sheep industry is concerned. There are many different aspects of it.
And, you know, it's not – when I think about the dairy industry, for example, we see many larger and larger farms – with sometimes thousands of dairy cattle, let's say.
Correct.
For example. But with the sheep, we haven't seen quite that same trend, have we?
No, we really haven't. Not in Wisconsin here. When we go west, then we get into thousands. But Wisconsin, we just don't quite have that. But now here in Wisconsin, we have the situation with a lot of people. They want to get out in the country, get some acreage, not thousands of acres or hundreds of acres, less than that. And there are zoning restrictions that you may have to have 35 acres in order to build a house. And so this is ideal as far as getting into the sheep industry.
Yeah, because the sheep don't require as much.
No, you can't get into a large number, but if you want to do it as a family operation, give the youngsters, the youth, some direct contact with a species of livestock, and provide something else as far as the fiber, something else in the food line. The sheep industry does have a lot to offer.
Let's go to Judith in Grand Marsh for a question. Judith, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I bought a sheepskin from the woman who knew and loved him and used his wool in Iowa one time, and I have it on the back of my chair, and I notice if I play with the wool, which I love to do, the edge of the skin is getting dry. Should I be treating that with something?
No, I don't think I would really treat it with anything. You just may end up getting something that might start to turn a little rancid and may have some problems with it as a result of that.
So just to let it go? And
I think I would, yes. If it's really drying out to something that is going to start to shatter or something, then I might try and put something like mineral oil or something on it, just a little bit, not very much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Judith. Ray Antonovich, our guest here on the Ideas Network. Our topic now, raising sheep, the wonders of wool. We'll talk about the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival coming up this weekend, September 5th through the 7th. With our guest, Ray Antonovich of the AZ Farm at Oregon, Wisconsin, located on Schuster Road, just outside of Oregon. They raise sheep and offer farm tours, and they have a wonderful time there at AZ Farms. I've been there many times, have enjoyed it a lot. But we're talking, too, this Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival is really something for pretty much everyone, whether you're a producer or whether you're interested in wool, maybe you want to purchase some things there. There's fiber arts classes. There's a fleece show and sale. There's a lot of youth activities as well, as I've been visiting with Ray here and finding out. So join in with your questions. And, again, we can cover the whole gamut here from raising sheep to right up to the festival itself at 1-800-642-1234. And Dick is online from Waukesha, Ray, so let's go to Dick. Dick, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Hi, Larry and Ray.
Morning.
Larry, a couple of weeks ago, I think, more or less, Patricia McConnell was on, and somebody apparently called in. Well, the end of the story was that after the sheepdogs had been trained using Patricia's suggestions, and the worked fine. The demonstration or the exercise was over, and the people were walking away. Somebody turned back, and a cat came out of the long grass and went over and started herding the sheep. Remember that?
Yeah.
That could talk to Patricia and find out if she knows whose cat that was. That would be a hoot.
You know, that's I sometimes have trouble remembering those stories, but that's a pretty good one. I've never heard of a cat other than that particular show herding sheep.
No, that's a new one for me also.
That's a new one for me. But herding dogs, as we were talking about earlier, there's some great actually competitions.
Yes, there's competitions. Classes there for everybody, and some good exhibitors, some nationally recognized people. Then also the training 101 to kind of give your idea a little, your dog a little experience as far as this, and then a chance for you to kind of see how they react and see what the potential might be. And then there will be a terrific demonstration as far as the dogs herding and so forth, some entertainment area.
It's amazing to watch those dogs.
Oh, yes.
Patricia, I've watched her work, her border collies, many, many times. She's even had me sort of try it, you know, and it's not as easy. She makes it look easy, but it's
not a little experience helps out.
even with an experienced dog, the person, me out there, I tell you what, there's a lot to remember when you're one of the people, when you're guiding the dog around.
Yes.
So that's at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. Dick, thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll talk about that cat. We'll find out about that cat. Helen in New Glarus, it's your turn. Hi, Helen.
Hi. I have three, in quotes, pet sheep that I have had for a while, and I've also had some older sheep that have passed on. But I have a couple questions. The sheep shearing guy always says that our wool isn't worth anything because, not very much, because it's off color. Their sheep are kind of mottled colors. So I have 12 bags, garbage bags, of raw wool in my barn, and I was wondering, how long would wool keep? Is it still useful if it's 5 years old?
Yes, I would think it should still be useful as long as there was not a lot of humidity in there.
Yeah.
Or once in a while the bugs get in there too.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly check. I didn't see anything, and but it's coming right off the sheep. It's not real mm-hmm. clean, but
no.
We can wash it and clean it. Now, can wool be turned into bats for home insulation?
Yes, they use that to a certain extent, but I'm not that familiar with just all that is involved in using that. I don't know if our internet could supply us with some more information on that or not, but I think it would be worth checking into.
Great. Another question is, how long would you figure a sheep would live naturally, if you didn't kill it?
Well, live naturally? Well, we have breeding stock that has been breeding and producing for 12 years.
Okay. My last sheep lasted 15 and 16, but they had a very leisurely life.
Well, that may make some difference.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that information.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. When in terms of the wool, before we get on to Jean here in West Bend, Helen was talking, the color of the wool itself, maybe it was some dark mixed with a white or...
Well, we do have some sheep that are essentially spotted.
Okay.
And so you may have white and you may have black or brown or some other shade of color in there. And those may have a place for some of the people who are in some of the fiber arts areas. But as far as a commercial product, there's not a great demand for that.
For that, sure. All right, well, let's go on. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Jean in West Bend, it is your turn. Hi, Jean.
Hi there. I'm looking to buy a sheepskin, and I haven't had much luck around here. Is there a place that I could go? I'll hang up and listen to your answer, okay?
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Now, the Sheep and Wool Festival, I'm sure we'll have somebody there with the pelts and probably different colors and so forth, different sizes. I don't have a specific name for an individual that has pelts. We ourselves, AZ Farm, we do sell pelts, but right now, well, we do have a couple left. But the company Stern from Sheboygan Falls that was tanning our pelts had a fire, and they are not really back in business yet. Oh. We're really waiting for them to get back because we've got pelts, and we'll be having pelts now that we would like to have tanned, and then we will have many of those available.
Yeah,
and those will be predominantly the natural color with a nice length of fleece on them.
Yeah, oh, they're beautiful. I have one from Ray's Farm, and it's beautiful, and it really like it a lot. It's something a little different for your chair and so forth.
Oh yes. Oh, there are many other uses for them also.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, Jean, I thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You guys have a website, too, don't you?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.a-zfarm.com.
Okay, so it's a-zfarm.com. And she could go online for that or show up for the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. There may well be
Would probably, you're welcome to check and see what we have out, have available a little later on. But there may be more variety as far as colors and some sizes and so forth available at the festival.
All right. And someone just phoned in to say there's a vendor that has sheep pelts for sale Saturday mornings at the farmer's market in West Bend. So, and our Jean was from West Bend, so
okay.
That might be a place to go then, Gene, at the Farmer's Market, or get out there to the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. You can join in with your questions. Again, we're talking everything from one end of the sheep to the other here, from raising them to the lambs, to meat, to the wool itself, and also zeroing in on the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival that's coming up this weekend. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Guard dogs, just for fun, we were talking about dogs earlier. Our guard dogs can be one of the most critical parts of flock management.
The guard dogs are something that we will have representatives at the Sheep and Wool Festival. But it's another type of dog. It's not really a herding dog as such.
No.
The guard dogs are out with the sheep all the time, and they are there to keep predators away. And fortunately, in our situation, we have not had to go to something like that, a mm-hmm. guard animal. But they are very critical as far as the success of many sheep operations.
And they can be wonderful animals.
Yes.
I know Patricia had a great Pyrenees who kept the coyotes away.
Yes, there are several different breeds that do a terrific job, and other animals also that do a similar job. And
well, let's go back to, we were talking a little bit earlier about raising sheep, and there, as you say, there's a lot of people who have gone to rural areas. Maybe they've got 35, 40 acres or 50 acres. What could you, what do you need to get started in something like that?
Well, you don't really need, say, a milking parlor, like if you wanted to get started in the dairy industry.
Right.
But you don't need a lot of real expensive shelter. You need to have some good pasture and provide some good feed. You do need to make sure that you're taking good care of their nutritional needs. This is something that is often kind of just put aside, but this is very critical if you're going to have a successful sheep operation.
And so they just can't pasture, for example?
They can, yes.
No,
just pasture our sheep. We raise pasture-raised lamb, and it's working fine as long as we have rain. But depending on just what you want to do with the sheep, there are many different aspects of this industry you can get into. We do sell lambs to people in the spring who have a small acreage, and then they just want to have something pasture, or keep this grass or weeds down. And a few sheep will do that. And then in the fall, they're destined for the freezer. But that is something else that you can do with small acreage. If you want to get into something a little larger, number-wise, the sheep is a good 4-H animal. And this can provide a lot of good information and experience to the whole total family, not mm-hmm. only the youth, but the total family. And I know of people who got into the fiber industry, knitting, weaving, and so forth, because of the family involvement. Then we also have something else now that we didn't, it was never really brought up several years ago, but that is the hair sheep. Yes. They do not produce wool. They grow a little longer hair in the cool weather, and then they shed that in the spring. And so if you're only going to have a couple pet sheep, such as our earlier caller had, then you don't have to get somebody in to shear them. And there will be representatives at the Sheep and Wool Festival again. You can get some information on those and see just what you might be interested in there.
Now, is that a new breed, or is that?
Well, it's not really a new breed. Many of them were imported from Africa, but it's something that is becoming more popular. Not real popular, but I mean, there are people looking at this and getting involved in it. And we don't have any huge operations that I'm aware of in Wisconsin. But it does have a lot of potential.
You know, I was you were talking about 4-H and showing sheep at 4-H, and I had fortunate enough to be at the state fair, but also the Dodge County Fair, and made it over to the Dane County Fair and had a chance at the Dodge County Fair and state fair get a little bit too to watch the kids showing their sheep, and it really is a family operation.
It may not have been intended that way, but it just kind of ends up that way. And something else that we didn't mention, we mentioned wool and so forth. Well, we need to remove that wool from this sheep, and so we have shearing.
Oh, and, at the festival.
At the festival, yes, there will be shearing demonstrations, so we can take it from the sheep to the different fiber classes and so forth and get our final product. We can get kind of the total picture to some degree there.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll have anybody washing wool. We could. That would be something that we should probably have as an exhibit where we do kind of continually start from the raw wool and go from there. But you can see how that wool is changed into something else that is used for clothing, for novelties, quilts, as an example, and so forth. So,
well, I know from I haven't been at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival before, but I've been at your farm where you've had some spinning demonstrations, and that's always fascinating to
yes.
me.
Yes, we will have spinners at the Sheep and Wool Festival and some weavers also, maybe even some knitters. I mean, we've had the knitters at the farm and plan on having more of that. There's more of an interest in using the natural fiber. And, well, the wool fits in. There's other fibers that fit in there also. And so the knitting is something that you don't have to have a lot of expensive equipment for that.
And, nimble fingers.
Yes, and sure, the spinning wheels, et cetera, you can go that route. Or like we had last spring when I was on, we had Celia with us, and we talked about the drop spindle, which as far as the amount of financial commitment here, it's very, very little. And we will have classes on that and felting and so forth at the festival.
I know that there was also a kids Teach Me to Knit class.
Yes, right. There is a Teach Me to Knit class for the youngsters. This is described on the website, and it has been very successful.
Well, and that's not the only program you have for children.
No. There's a lot more. There's the showmanship, the skill-a-thon, where we kind of challenge their sheep-related knowledge in this case, the judging contest, poster contest, lead line, and a photography contest also. And so there's a lot there for the youth, and many of those go on into the adult.
As we talk a little bit about raising sheep, I want to go back to that a little bit too and sort of tie that in with the Sheep and Wool Festival, because as I understand it, there are plenty of chances for people who are interested in getting started in maybe raising sheep, or maybe people who have been raising sheep for a while, to gain some more knowledge about the whole process.
Yes, there should be somebody there that can answer just about any question that you might have as far as the sheep and the wool.
What about preparation? I'm wondering about that, too, in terms of eating.
Oh, in terms of eating. Well, naturally, that's a very important area. And we will have cooking with the chefs on Sunday at 12:30, I believe it is. And we will have demonstrations there, kind of Oh, tease you a little bit with some of the aroma, and we will have that, which we will be providing some recipes, and we have a lot more people nowadays that are becoming interested in consuming lamb.
Is that a nutritional value? Is that what it is? Or
well, the nutritional value and the desire for something just a little bit different. And then we have a lot of people who want to know where their meat is coming from, where their food. And so many of us sheep producers can provide that.
Let's go to Susan in Shell Lake. Susan, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. My daughter's part of kind of a movement of going back to diapers. Diapers, pardon me, and using 100% wool kind of panties that they knit, and we're trying to find where to buy lanolin to treat these panties that they use as an over diaper. Do you know a source?
Well,
for lanolin.
Lanolin is the natural grease, if we want to call it that,
right,
in wool, but. We have it in a lot of hand lotions, creams, and so forth. But in a lot of cases, it's not really the lack of lanolin. It's how that wool was treated. Some of the chemicals that were used to clean that wool, those are what are causing some of the problems as far as the itchy feeling, the pickiness, or whatever it might be in cases. That may be the situation there. So,
they're saying that every so many washes, they're supposed to add lanolin to the batch to waterproof it, to waterproof them some more.
Well, that could be. I'm not quite familiar with that. We haven't been concerned about the diapers for several years. But we do have youngins now, grandchildren, that I'll have to check with them and see just what if they know anything on that.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that either.
No. It's something I'll try and keep an eye out on for at the festival.
And if you find something, can you post it on your website?
Oh, we probably could put a little blurb on there, yes, if we find something.
Sure, why not? Okay. So check the website, and your website again is, I forgot now, what's AZ, it's A...
Hyphen Z.
A-Z farm.com. So, Susan, check that out, or maybe stop in at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, and that might be something your daughter might be interested in as well. Maybe just in the last minute here, let's go over what we've got there at that festival. It's the September 5th through the 7th, so it's this week.
Right, it's this weekend coming up now.
And it's at the Jefferson Fair Park. And the location, well, you find when you get Jefferson, it's 6 miles south of I-94 on Highway 26.
Just off of Highway 26.
Yeah, to the first light in Jefferson. You're right a couple blocks and you're there on the Fair Park.
Right.
And is there an entry fee for this? Or
yes, there is. It's $5 per person, and if you come for, you can buy a pass for the weekend, $10 at the gate. You don't have to do that ahead of time.
Well, Ray, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it, and we're willing to help everybody we can as far as something sheep, wool-related, fiber-related. Come on down to the Sheep and Wool Festival.
Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 5th through the 7th. Ray Antonovich of the AZ Farm in Oregon, Wisconsin, our guest today. Thanks to him, and thanks to you for listening. Just to let you know, tomorrow, Scott Craven will be along, our UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, and we'll be talking about all kinds of things, wildlife here in the state, and answering your questions. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.